section 131 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org by Rose. A fact of vast moment. A few words will suffice to answer. A further objection is, a great many people have said, a little indulgence may be due to those. A majority of us believe, a man in my situation has. A more plausible objection is found. A proof of this is, a servile mind can never know. A short time since, a specific answer can be given. A thought occurred to me. Able men have reasoned out. Above all things, let us not forget. Absolutely true it is. Abundant reason is there. Accordingly, by reason of this circumstance, add this instance to, after a careful study of all the evidence, after full deliberation, after reminding the hearer, after this it remains only to say, again, can we doubt? Again, I ask the gentleman. Again, in this view. Again, it is quite clear that. Again, it is urged. Again, let us compare. Again, very numerous are the cases. Again, we have abundant instances. Against all this concurring testimony, all confess this to be true. All I ask is, all of us know. All that I will say now, all the facts which support this, all the signs of the time indicate, all these things you know, all this being considered, all this is historical fact. All this is very well. All this suggests. All this we take for granted. Allow me for a moment to turn to. Allow me to tell a story. Although I say it to myself, amazing as it may seem, am I mistaken in this? Among many examples, among the distinguished guests who honour, among the problems that confront us, an answer to this is now ready. An argument has often been put forward. An example or two will illustrate. An indescribably touching incident. An opinion has now become established. And again it is said. And again it is to be presumed. And coming nearer to our own day. And did a man try to persuade me? And do you really think? And everybody here knows. And for myself, as I said. And further, all that I have said. And hence the well-known doctrine. And here again, when I speak. And here allow me to call your attention. And here I am led to observe. And here I come to the closing evidence. And here I have an opportunity. And here I reproach. And here I wish you to observe. And here, let me define my position. And here, let me give my explanation. And here, let us recall to mind. And how is it possible to imagine? And I am bound to say. And I beg of you. And I call on you. And I might say this. And I refuse assent, and I rejoice to know, and I say it were better for you, and I should in like manner repudiate, and I speak with reverence, and I submit to you, and I trust that you will consider, and I will make a practical suggestion, and I will tell you why, and I would moreover submit, and if a man could anywhere be found, and if any of you should question, and if I know anything of my countrymen, and if I may presume to speak, and if I take another instance, and if this be true, and if you come to a decision, and if you think it your duty, and in conclusion, and in like manner, and in order to see this, and in thus speaking I am not denying, and is this not lamentable, and is there not a presumption, and it happens, and it is certainly true, and it is doubtful if, and it is not difficult to see, and it is not plain, and it is one of the evidences, and it is precisely in this, and it is strikingly suggested to us, and it is undeniable, I say, and it is well that this should be so, and last of all, and lest anyone should marvel, and let it be observed, and lo and behold, and more than this, and next I would ask. End of section 131. This recording is in the public domain.